All right, ladies and gentlemen, Iran is preparing to strike Israel from Iraqi territory within days. Also, a new report is indicating that Benjamin Netanyahu is signaling that Tehran's nuclear program could be the next target as Iran is planning its future attack. We've got all this and much more in tonight's special broadcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Saturday, November the 2nd, and we want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. This is a special report. We've got a lot of breaking news to cover tonight. We want to get right into that. Before we do that, can you help us out and get this word out? Help us get this word out there on the algorithms by simply just smashing that like button. And again, for your benefit, guys, why don't you go ahead and just hit that bell notification. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel. That will help you out as well as help us out as well. All right. According to this, the latest intelligence, Iran is preparing to strike Israel and they will carry it out from Iraqi territory. New reports say that this could be within days. Again, U.S. intelligence is indicating along with others that Iran is preparing to strike Israel again, but this time they're going to strike from Iraqi territory. No doubt the reason why they are likely going to choose this area to carry out this attack is because Iran, their defense systems was crippled in the last retaliatory strike by Israel. We covered this last week in an update where Israel intelligence and American intelligence indicated that many of Iran's defense systems was taken out by this recent retaliatory strike from Israel. But this latest report indicates that this attack, again, could possibly take place before U.S. presidential election on November 5th. Again, as of the recording of this, we are 3 days from Tuesday, November 5th, which, again, will be the presidential election. So, guys, let me hear about it in the chat. Let me know what you think. Will Iran carry out this threat? And according to U.S. intelligence and other reports, carrying this attack out from Iraq or a territory in Iraq, will this happen? And if it does, when will it happen? Will it be Sunday? Will it be tomorrow on Sunday, November 3rd? Will it be Monday, a day 24 hours before the presidential election? Or could this attack take place on the day of elections? Now, according to more details of this report, the attack is expected to be carried out from Iraq using, quote, a large number of drones and ballistic missiles. Again, this is a report from Axios. The report said that carrying out the attack through pro-Iran militias in Iraq could be an attempt by Tehran to, quote, avoid another Israeli attack against strategic targets in Iran. Israel and Iran have engaged again in a series of tit-for-tat military strikes, part of broader Middle East warfare set off by fighting in Gaza. And just to get you up to speed, guys, Israeli military aircraft struck missile factories and other sites near Tehran and in western Iran in retaliation for Tehran's October the 1st barrage of more than 200 missiles against Israel. This past week on Thursday, an influential cleric in Iran warned of, quote, a harsh and regretful response. Let me read this. The recent action of the Zionist regime in attacking parts of our country was a desperate move, and the Islamic Republic of Iran will give it a, quote, harsh and regretful response. This was according to, again, an influential cleric in Iran who is a senior aide to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And this was also quoted by a news agency that's a local affiliate there in Iran. He went even further, the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is a branch of Iran's military, warned, quote, of an unimaginable response to Israel. Quote, Israel has reached the stage of collapse, and these days it acts blindly and without abating to any rules It commits every crime. Now, of course, all of this has put Israel in a high level of readiness for such an attack. According to the Times of Israel, Israel is at a high level of readiness as it awaits a potential response from Iran to its airstrikes. Iranian leaders, again, have been continuing to threat to carry out these retaliatory strikes. And a military source tells CNN that Israel's strikes created a dilemma for Tehran since it diminished its capability to attack and defend against an Israeli response. Again, and this is why they're choosing to move their base in which they carry out an attack outside of Iran. Now, in another interesting report, this is according to Fox News, Benjamin Netanyahu is signaling that Tehran's nuclear program could indeed be the next target. Now, if you remember, Benjamin Netanyahu was told by the Biden administration, White House officials, he was asked to not target Iran's nuclear facility, nor take out their oil refinery or their energy sectors. And as of so far, Benjamin Netanyahu has complied with this, but the rules of engagement may be changing, guys. As again, Benjamin Netanyahu is warning that if Iran indeed does carry out a retaliatory attack, wherein which, remember, the Israeli Defense Forces warned, do not respond or there will be deeper and more harsh judgment, or I shouldn't say judgment, but response, a deeper and more harsh response. I want to read this quote. The supreme objective that I have set for the IDF, this is according to Benjamin Netanyahu, by the way, and the security services, is to prevent Iran from attaining nuclear weapons. Again, Netanyahu made this statement while speaking at a course graduation ceremony for soldiers in the Israel Defense Forces. Halting the nuclear program has been and remains our, quote, chief concern. I have not taken, we have not taken, and we will not take our eyes off of this objective. Again, he's referring to halting the nuclear program. Netanyahu suggesting that Israel could next target Iranian nuclear facilities is in line with other comments made by the IDF that vowed to, quote, escalate its attack capabilities and target hit list should Iran follow through with another attack on the Jewish state. And again, this comes as the U.S., Israel's chief ally in its fight against Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran, has repeatedly warned Jerusalem against striking Iran's energy infrastructure, in particular its, quote, nuclear and oil facilities, out of concern it could prompt an, quote, outright regional war. Well, where's these guys been? I mean, I pretty much consider this a regional war. It's already on seven fronts. I mean, when does it reach a threshold, or cross a threshold rather, to begin to determine that this is a regional war? Is it 10 fronts, 12 fronts, 15 fronts? I'm just asking. Let me know your thoughts as well, guys. Do you think that this is already a regional war? Would we consider this a Mideast war at this point? Again, I'd love to hear your comments. And again, as always, guys, hit that like button, help us out. We always want to make a goal that we would love to get is at least half the amount of likes that we do as views on this report. So again, you can help us out hitting that like button, and this is going to help push our material out there. Again, reports this week suggest that Iran could be waiting until after the U.S. presidential election next week, though other reports have stated that Tehran's retaliatory strike could come at any time. So the world is holding its breath at this point. There's conflicting reports. Some say it's going to happen before the U.S. elections. Some say it's going to happen after. But I believe it's suffice to say, again, as the recording of this is November 2nd, 2024, I believe within the next 7 days, that pushes us out beyond November 5th, about 2 days after that, or farther, about 4 days actually, beyond November 5th, the election. So all has to wonder, is this coming this weekend, or will this happen literally during the election? This is going to be very interesting. A lot, I told you guys, we got a lot to cover tonight. And we're only in the Middle East. We haven't even gotten to Europe yet. And then if you're looking on your screen, these are all possible targets in Iran for nuclear installations. So all these little nuclear emblems all over here, these would all be prime targets in the event that Israel was to carry out a strike. These would all be targets. So this is going to be it. This thing could get real messy real quick. All right. And then another report, Israeli forces capture senior Hezbollah operative in North Lebanon. Again, according to this report, scroll down here a little bit. Israeli naval forces captured a senior Hezbollah operative in North Lebanon, an Israeli military official said on Saturday as the conflict between the Iran-backed group and Israel showed few signs of easing. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces have discovered Hamas underground weapons manufacturing facility in central Gaza. According to this report, the terrorist operated facility contained workshops and hundreds of supplies for producing rocket shells and grenades before it was destroyed by engineering troops, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Then in another disturbing headline, look at this, guys, Russia and Iran treaty. A Russia and Iran treaty, again, this is straight out of Ezekiel 38:39, includes military pact. I mean, this is straight, you want to talk about Bible prophecy? This is, again, yet more stepping stones leading to the fulfillment of this. Let me read this again. Russia and Iran treaty includes military pact that threatens Israel. Wow. The report indicates that the comprehensive treaty between Iran and Russia will include military cooperation and may pose a threat to Israel. Again, this was from Russian foreign minister who stated on this past Thursday that the treaty on a comprehensive strategic partnership between Russia and Iran that is being prepared will become a serious factor in strengthening Russian and Iranian relations. The agreement, according to Lavrov, is expected to be signed in the near future. Russia has said it expects Iran's president to visit Moscow in the coming months. Quote, it will confirm the parties' desire for closer cooperation in the field of defense and interaction in the interest of peace and security at the regional and global levels. Guys, that is huge news right there. Look at all the prophetic implications of all this. You've got Russia and Iran forming a military pact that threatens Israel. And then you've got the president, you've got the foreign minister of Russia, who is stating that this will confirm the party's desire for closer cooperation in the field of defense and interaction in the interest of, and look at this term, peace and security at the regional of global levels. Now, remember, keep in mind, guys, when Ezekiel 38 and 39 takes place, it is during a false sense of peace. It is in a time of a false sense of peace and security for the nation of Israel. Something has to happen in order for Israel to lower their guard. Because it says plainly in Ezekiel 38 that this war of Gog and Magog will come at a time when Israel has lowered their defenses. There will not be dwelling in walled cities without bars, and they'll be in a place of peace and security. Let me read on here. Russia is seeking to consolidate its alliances with other anti-Western authoritarian countries such as Iran and North Korea. Look at these alliances that are forming. Again, this is World War III stuff, guys. Russia seeking alliances with anti-Western authoritarian countries. Who is it? Persia? North Korea? You can throw China in this. This is unbelievable. Russia's rhetoric against Israel has heated up since October 7th with Lavrov, again, Russian foreign minister and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Look at this, accusing the Jewish state of genocide in its war in Gaza. So you ever wonder how you get to Ezekiel 38 and you wonder how in the world is Russia involved with this collaboration or this alliance of Arab nations that's coming in, that God puts hooks in their jaws? Well, here's a preview. It's all All of this is setting the stage, guys. I don't care what anybody says. I believe this is 100%. It's setting the stage for this, the big show. It's setting the show stage for the main attraction, the big event that's coming. So you got all this. Let's stop real quick and do a recap here. So the Middle East is heating up. Now the world is holding its breath to see if and when Iran will respond and how they're going to respond and where they're going to respond from and who is going to join forces with them to respond against Israel. And again, we could pull up Psalm 83, and Psalms chapter 83 talks about an Islamic federation of nations that will have the same attempt and the same motive, which again to annihilate the nation of Israel. That's in the book of Psalm chapter 83. So all you, again, we see how all this is leading up to this stuff to be fulfilled. Now I'm going to shift gears. I'm going to take you, and we're going to get you up to par with Europe again. As we, before we do that, guys, again, if you've not downloaded a free app, I want to encourage you to do this. If you love these kind of updates, these breaking news updates, if you love information, revelation, equipping, all of the above, please download our free app. This is how you keep up with our ministry. Download it today. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Just download it from the store, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go and squared away. And again, let us know your comments. We always love your feedback in the chat and on Rumble and on YouTube. Let us know your thoughts on this situation in the Middle East. Again, I'd love to hear, do you believe that Iran will indeed carry out this threat, and will they strike Israel? And watch this, will Netanyahu respond, and will the harsher retaliation of this and the response of this will he ignore Biden and the White House's demands of not striking these key locations, again, the nuclear facilities and the oil refineries? Or will Netanyahu do what's best for his nation, ignore those warnings, and go for the head of the serpent? Again, hit yes or no in the chat. And again, don't forget, guys, help us out. Hit that like button. Now let's shift gears, and I want to take you to Europe. We're going to go over to Europe. Look at this headline, guys. This is a headline. This is from Newsweek. Europeans told to stockpile food in case of war with Russia. Again, this headline, Europeans told to stockpile food in case of war with Russia. And the report said that, quote, people living in the European Union should stockpile emergency supplies in the event of war breaking out or another major emergency, according to a new report that has been advised. The report on Europe's civilian and military preparedness published on Wednesday was written by former Finnish president in his capacity as special advisor to the president of the European Commission. The report notes that the EU was, quote, not prepared for either the pandemic or Russia's aggression against Ukraine, and that it needs to, quote, move from reaction to proactive preparedness. As part of this strategy, the EU should advise households to be, quote, prepared to be self-sufficient for a minimum of 72 hours in the event of an emergency. Wow, listen to this warning, guys. It advises member states to provide its citizens with guidelines on stockpiling, evacuations, and how to, quote, access emergency services, among other things. A survey cited in the report outlines various essential supplies for households to have in the event of an emergency, including stockpiles of food, drinks, and medicine, a flashlight, and battery-powered radio. Guys, what about us in America? What about you guys that live outside of America? Do you have these essentials? Are you ready? Are you prepared for such an event? Do you have a stockpile of food, drinks, medicine, flashlights, and battery-powered radio? Let us know. Hit yes in the chat, or hit no. And if you hit no, I would advise to get you a checklist and, if all possible, get prepared as much as possible. The advice aims to prepare EU citizens for emergencies ranging from another pandemic, look at that, to extreme weather or armed aggression. Let me read those three things. Look at that. How about that for a trifecta? The main three things that they pointed out that we that Europeans should be prepared for is another pandemic, which they've been warning about this. How long they've been warning about this, guys? The WEF has been warning about this. Bill Gates has been warning about this. Other world leaders, organizations, the elites, they've all been saying it's not a matter of if, but when. We have something that comes. They've been talking about disease X forever. And here now they're telling citizens of Europe, you need to be prepared with all of these sources, resources for either another pandemic and or extreme weather. What does that even mean? Extreme weather? Are we talking about what we saw in here in the U.S., what happened through the Appalachians all the way up into Asheville and North Carolina and parts of Tennessee and parts of Georgia? Are they talking about what happened in Florida? What about in Spain? Have you guys seen what happened, what's been happening in Spain? And we're not going to cover that today, but we may do a report on that coming up next week. They're seeing extreme flooding, just like we saw in the United States. So this could be extreme weather. What about solar flares, CMEs? We've had records this year with these extreme events, these solar flares, that's caused these auroras like we've seen that's broke records. And then it says, or quote, armed aggression. Now, you and please don't listen to this and think, well, that's in Europe. You know, we as Americans, we can let our guard down. We can sleep at ease. We can rest at ease. We don't have anything to be concerned about. Well, guys, I'm concerned as a watchman. I'm very concerned. And the reason why I'm very concerned is because I have seen the direction that our nation has been in for many years now, in complete defiance against God. When a nation walks in defiance of God, what it does is it causes the hand of God's blessing and provision to be lifted off of a nation. Thus, it opens it up for all kinds of bad things. Again, we've talked about this extensively in other podcasts. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Amongst many things that it talks about, it opens the door. When God's blessing and favor and protection is lifted off a nation through, again, through its defiance, through its rebellion, through abominations, and the rejection of the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when that happens, it opens the doors, again, among many things, such as mass confusion. Read it. It's in there. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Tell me, as a nation, we are not, as a society, completely confused. Nobody knows what gender they are. Nobody knows what they identify as or who they are or who they belong to or what they're doing. And they don't know heads from tails and up and down. They don't know where they're going. They don't know their purpose. Mass confusion. We're talking about God says, I will raise up a nation whom you have not known that will speak a language that you can't understand, and they will invade you. And you will no longer be the head, but you'll be the tail. You will borrow and not lend. You will be brought into captivity. Your sons and daughters will go into captivity. He talks about boils and diseases and pestilences and famines and droughts and disasters shall go to and fro. It's all there. So this report, guys, is very alarming in light of the condition that all of these nations are in right now. And it's not just America, but when I see across the whole globe, when I see across the globe, across the world, nations are turning from the one true God. And then we wonder why disaster is going from coast to coast, from nation to nation. Just like, what was it? Jeremiah talked about this. Quote, while the report does not cite Russian aggression as the only possible threat, it cites it as a major one. I'm going to read on. We do not have a clear plan on what the EU will do in the event of armed aggression against a member state. The threat of war posed by Russia to European security forces forces us to address this as a, quote, centerpiece of our preparedness without undermining the work to prepare for other major threats. Again, one has to wonder what other major threats they're talking about. All right, moving on. Look at this headline. The Pentagon believes that Ukraine will have enough soldiers for war for a maximum of another year. And then this new report as well says the United States is indicating that around 8,000 troops from North Korea are now stationed in Russia's Kursk region. The report indicates that there is an estimation of total of 10,000 North Korean troops that are in Russia, and Seoul and its allies said that the number has increased to 11,000, while Ukraine has put the figure higher at up to 12,000. And remember, guys, there were some U.S. officials that made some very alarming statements, and they warned North Korea that if they get engaged in this war, that they are fair game and that many of them will come back in body bags. In fact, according to this report from the U.S. Sun, Ukraine has already wiped out 40 elite North Korean soldiers days after they joined Putin's forces. Meanwhile, Zelensky warns North Korea that Russia alliance could spell trouble for Asia. China's silence is striking. According to this report, Ukrainian President Zelensky is sounding the alarm that the recent deployment of North Korean troops in Russia not only spells trouble for Ukraine, but also draws into question the stability and security of nations in Asia that are allied with the West. Quote, North Korea's actions are random. Again, this was from Zelensky in a frank interview with South Korea's public broadcasting network. Quote, they have strategic goals. Their actions are consequential, and they want Russia's support in return. He went on and he added in comments also posted to his social media account on X. Zelensky's warning coincided with an announcement by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who also held joint press conference with their South Korean counterparts to confirm, again, the number of soldiers, which is 10,000 North Korean soldiers deployed to Russia for training, 80% of which are already in Kursk and expected to begin combat operations against Ukraine in the region within coming days. Zelensky, who described the threat now posed by North Korea as a war of, quote, two countries against one. Meanwhile, guys, remember the report we updated you last week or earlier this week that North Korea test fired a missile. Well, this report indicates that North Korea missile test puts anywhere in the United States within range. Very disturbing information coming out. This is, again, brand new information. We want to get you up to date on this. Again, North Korea's test of this latest intercontinental ballistic missile this past Thursday, quote, shows that anywhere in the United States mainland is within its range. The missile was reportedly fired 7:11 a.m. local time. Again, this took place on this past Thursday. It flew northeastward to the Sea of Japan, also known as the East Sea in South Korea, where it landed in the water at 8:37 a.m. All of this comes amid international fears over North Korean troops being deployed to fight Moscow in Ukraine. Again, this all comes amid international fears over North Korean troops being deployed to fight for Russia in Ukraine, or alongside Russia, rather. Meanwhile, look at this, guys. Taiwan mobilizes 400,000 to bolster civil defense. According to USA Today, the United States is also asking China. Now they're pleading with China to, quote, curb North Korean troops in Russia's Ukraine war. Quote, the U.S. had a robust conversation with China this past week about the North Korean troops dispatched to Russia, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken said after a joint news conference with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and their South Korean counterparts on Thursday. Quote, I think they know well the concerns that we have and the expectations that both in word and deed, they'll use the influence that they have to work to curb these activities. Well, seems like our leaders have a lot of trust in China to curb what's happening here. What North Korea may receive from Russia in return for the troops should be a real concern to China. This is according to Antony Blinken. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte called the move a, quote, dangerous expansion of the Ukraine war, again in regards to the dispatchment of these North Korean troops. And he called it a dangerous escalation in North Korean involvement and a violation of United States Nations Security Council resolutions. Quote, the deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea is a, quote, threat to both the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic security. And then finally, North Korea will back Russia until victory in Ukraine. This is according to Russia's foreign ministry. I want to repeat this again. Russia's foreign minister stated that North Korea will back Russia until victory is made in Ukraine. So guys, we've got a lot unfolding right now. The war drums are pounding louder and louder. And again, it echoes the words of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, wherein which the writer said, he wrote down what Jesus of Nazareth said would be the signs of the coming of the Son of Man, the end of the age. He said there will be wars and rumors of wars, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, but be not troubled, for the end is not yet. For all of these things must come to pass. And having said that, I want to leave you guys, as always, with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all of these things come in the pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, guys, we love and appreciate you. We thank you for taking your time out on this Saturday night. You could be doing anything else, but we do appreciate you coming on here and listening to our update, listening to our latest report. Again, I want to implore you to get our app. This is how you can keep, don't rely on social media. We love for you guys to follow us on these social media platforms. But again, there's things that we will post that will only exclusively go on our app or main website that you will not see on social media because of censorship and banning and shadow banning, all that stuff. So again, get the app, download it, hit yes to push notifications. And as always, guys, if you'd like to support our ministry, there's two ways to do that: electronically, and again, through the app, through the website. There's in bold letters, it says support on YouTube and it's pinned to the top. You can go there or you can give by check or money order. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we hope you have a great night. Remember, do not forget, tonight's the night that you set back your clocks an hour. So we set back, we fall back an hour. Meaning, and this is the part I don't like, it means that it's going to get dark a lot earlier. And that's a big boo and a thumbs down for me. I like the fall, but I don't like this time of year when it comes to falling back. So we will sign off for tonight, guys. We plan on not coming on tomorrow unless something major happens. We have some breaking news. We'll chime in. But if not, if we don't see you tomorrow, we will be, again, back here Monday night, as always, guys, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. This will be our last live prayer meeting before the U.S. elections that following day on Tuesday, November 5th. So one of the main things that we will be praying about on Monday night is going to be for the U.S. presidential elections, that the will of God be done. We're going to pray for that, pray for safety, for the people that are out there voting. We're going to pray, and I don't want to get into all of the details and mechanics of what we're going to pray about, but guys, please come over. If you're listening from Rumble, if you're listening from Facebook or any of these other platforms, podcasts, Apple, Spotify, you need to come over here and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can join us live on these Monday night prayer meetings. We have some powerful times as a corporate body praying for needs and praying for specific events and things that are happening. So again, that's this Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. If we don't see you tomorrow, we'll see you Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. But before that, on 2 p.m. on Monday, We'll probably have like a 30-minute podcast. We've been doing these 2 p.m. Eastern there, and most people love these. We've been getting a lot of feedback, and everybody's loving these midday little snippets or these. We'll come up and we'll do talking points about an article or a topic or a subject. So be looking for that 2 p.m. Eastern on Monday, and then again back here right here on the main show at 8 p.m. Eastern for the live prayer. So God bless you guys. We love you. Have a good time this weekend. Be safe. Have a good time with your friends, your family, and whatever you do. And we'll see you soon. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.